This is Alana Boozer, Integrated Marketing Coordinator. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Lent is a puzzle of sorts. This verse of the Beatitudes has always puzzled me. When we think of the verse today, we may tend to think, what is Jesus talking about? Is he talking about being financially poor and destitute? What does that have to do with God, our Father, and with Jesus in love? As we devote ourselves to reflect on this verse, I want to first share a story. Years ago, I got laid off from my first job out of college, a government job with the state of Florida. It was a role that was very rewarding and that I was good at. I really enjoyed my colleagues, the work I was doing, and the blessing of that job, until that job was gone. It was scary and humiliating to be out of work, even though the government cutbacks were not my fault. I was blessed that my family could help me during this period and that I would be able to draw unemployment for a while, but I wondered how long it would take to find something else. I worried about making sure I could pay my bills and not being a burden on my parents. I felt lost and my sense of security was shaken. I applied and interviewed for lots of jobs. Several times I was among the final candidates and I got passed over each time. I was frustrated and the rejections took their toll. My confidence was low. I didn't have a lot of faith or hope during that period, and yet, being stripped of that security allowed me to find many blessings. My parents were a huge support system and made sure I was fed, had a roof over my head, encouraged me, and helped me fill in gaps when needed. I was able to spend precious time with family members I wouldn't otherwise have. I learned to completely trust in God that things would work out in His good time more than I ever have in my life. Eventually, the changes set in motion by that time led me to Newberry, to finding my husband, and to Newberry College, where my skills have been repurposed on a path that was part of the many plans God has for my life. So, back to the verse. While being poor in the monetary sense can certainly be included in Jesus' message, that isn't necessarily what he's referring to. To be poor in spirit means to lack power, to be demoralized, to be dejected, to have lost hope or faith. People who are poor in spirit have nothing, yet in that emptiness, they are never separated from the love of God. Being stripped completely bare rids us of any illusions of power or security and allows us to rely fully on God to fill us and work in us. What Jesus is really saying here is, blessed are you who are poor in spirit because you can completely depend on me and be filled. Because you can find your happiness in me. So blessed are we during times of spiritual longing and questioning. Let us remember during this Lenten season that Jesus encountered spiritual strife, the blood on the rock, the agony of the crucifixion, the dread of separation from God, a burden he willfully took on for you and for me. He took that hard landing so you and I could be spared it. He came to tell us of a new deal, a new vision, a coming kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, where he pays our price of entry at the cross. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for loving us and for reminding us that during times of struggle and doubt, you are with us and working through us. Help us to find a deeper connection with you this Lenten season and to grow in humility and reliance on you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and draw us closer to your love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.